Wanting to change your life? Now is the time. Learn to modify beliefs and clear thought patterns that no longer serve you. Welcome to All About You with your host, Dorian Light, as she teaches and helps you to shift, change, and heal your life. Now, here is Dorian Light.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here as usual. I hope you've all had a great week so far. Just to mention, last week we finished our mini-series on opening and healing your heart for love. So if you missed the series, go back and listen to the archives or download it off iTunes. And that's free. It's at my website, www.dorianlight.com. Now, don't forget, the Wounded Child and the Damate CDs that are now available really complement the material that we covered last week. But today, I'm really excited. I have Dr. Gary Kersey on as my guest, and Dr. Kersey has been my main holistic doctor for the last 25 years. I owe a lot to this man for helping me maintain my health, especially before I knew about energy work or energy medicine. And honestly, I can tell you guys, I'm not sure if I would be here today if it weren't for him. I met him when my health was in pretty bad shape, so I really kind of give him credit for me being here today. And I think he is the first person to expose me to the theory of past lives. In fact, I know he was. And he was instrumental in helping me to open my box from the dogma of religion to the freedom of my current spiritual truth. I really consider Dr. Kersey one of the most knowledgeable holistic doctors on the planet. So let me tell you a little bit about him. Dr. Kersey is a BS in psychology from the University of Illinois and holds an acupuncture certification, a BS in human biology, and a doctorate in chiropractic medicine with the Natural University of Health Sciences. He has studied in numerous countries in the fields of natural and holistic healing, and he opened a multidiscipline primary health care and research clinic with a full-time PA and RN. Now, Dr. Kersey has taught holistic medicine at a local university here in Orlando for 4 years, and his dedication and drive to always give his patients the most advanced, complete care available led to a 35-year intense study of every illness has a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual component. A lot like we've been talking about on the show about all the mental and emotional components that are a part of our belief systems. The vast majority of all Dr. Kersey's protocols and healing systems utilize energy medicine. And at present, Dr. Kersey is president of Quantum Care R&D LLC, a company that supplies cutting-edge energy medicine tools and training to the public. I am so honored and privileged to introduce you to Dr. Kersey because he believes we are here to help others to help themselves. Now, I'm going to give you his contact information now and at the end of the show. You can contact him at gary@biotheric.com or call him at 407-350-9714. I'm so honored. Thank you, Dr. Kersey, for being here with us today.
You're quite welcome. I'm excited as well to be here. I always like to introduce new things to people. Talking about the ancient wisdom is always exciting as well, but when you have something completely new, it's even more exciting to tell people about it because it's something they've never heard of, and it kind of gets them excited. And if they're like me, I love to hear new stuff. So I hope everybody enjoys the show today.
I do too, because I got to tell you, I'm hoping I get a chance to tell my story about what you're using for me right now. And I can't tell the listeners how you have really changed my life. So, Dr. Kersey, tell us a little bit about what's going on here.
Well, just to start out, we're going to try to cram a lot into this one show. And if anyone has any questions or concerns or they just want to talk about something, they can just email me at gary@biotheory.com. I'll answer any questions for them. Basically, I think I'll start out with our mission statement, which is to empower people by putting the proper tools and information in their hands who wish to heal themselves with energy medicine by balancing, aligning, and coordinating the flow of energy from the spiritual, mental, emotional into the physical etheric, thereby activating their own inner healer, which will allow the physical body to heal itself as God intended it. And like I always tell people, there's no doctor living today or has ever lived that's ever cured anybody. Only the body does the healing. And
absolutely.
Of course, yep. And the trick is, of course, how to work with the body and empower it, and then it'll do its own thing. And I think a good place to start would probably be, I have 5 points that, you know, kind of tie into quantum care. I wasn't going to go into a bio thing on my background, but I've somehow, somewhere, some way along the way, I got interested in empowering people and patients. I think I started, after going to hundreds of seminars, I started noticing that the things that a lot of healers and doctors do, anybody can do. They can learn that.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
I yep. And of course, you know, if somebody needs to have some technical thing, like let's say if you have cataracts and you have to have them taken off, obviously you can't do that yourself, and you can't do a root canal by yourself, but there's almost everything else, you know, people can do themselves. And that got me thinking, too, is this the right timing for quantum care? And then I came across some information that just kind of fell into place. Basically, just to give a little background, as everybody knows, we're kind of in a new age now. The mainstream medicine, as we know it, is dead. It's from the old school. And basically what we're talking about really is the passing from the Piscean Age to the Aquarian Age.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, of course, these, as we pass through each zodiac, it's basically 2,160 years between each zodiac. And we came from the Piscean Age. And when I heard this, it just, boy, my light bulbs came on. You know, the symbol for the Piscean Age is like two fish swimming against each other. And we all know that the Christ symbol is the fish, okay? And Christ came from the Piscean Age, and we were basically there learning duality, or some people phrase that polarity.
Mm-hmm.
The two fish swimming against each other, if anyone wants to just draw two fish swimming against each other, they'll find out that it looks very much like the yin-yang sign in Oriental medicine. And that's not a coincidence, by the way. So basically, and I'm sure your listeners are all well-versed in polarity, it's basically we were living in a world where everything was either right or wrong, hot or cold, father or mother. And during that Piscean Age, we were continually having the need to divide and conquer and separate and study. So scientists were taking things apart. Psychologists, psychiatrists taking the mind apart. Physicists taking the atom apart. Everything was about splitting things. We even talked about the East versus West, and that's a common phrase. I wonder if anybody ever stopped to think, why does it have to be versus? Why can't it be East and West? But somehow it became East versus West, and there's a reason for that, because we were in the Piscean Age of polarity, and we had like male, female, yin-yang, left brain, right brain. We talk about intuitives or intellectuals. And this has been going on for the last 2,000 years. And one thing I came across that was amazing, I thought was pretty cool, is there was a device invented that actually kind of helped get this whole thing going. In 1874, in Illinois, a man by the name of Joseph Glidden invented barbed wire. And it sounds such like that sounds such like a boring topic, but there are books that have been written on how barbed wire changed the world. And it was more symbolic, where people could say, okay, this land's mine, this is yours. The American Indian, they looked at the land as God's land that was given to them to use. They didn't think in terms of, this is mine, that's yours.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
in the Piscean Age, the barbed wire came along to metaphorically say, okay, this is mine, stay off. And that's yours, you can stay over there. So, again, we were dividing and conquering. We were making things separate. And now, with holism, we're now in the Aquarian Age. Mm. And this is the template for unity, holism, holistic medicine, holistic thinking. Instead of you and me, it's us. It's not asking how can we make two out of one. It's about asking how can we make one out of two. We now have hot, cold, and warm. We have mother, father, and child. So even the ancient yin-yang sign is trying to teach us something, because I don't know if you ever, if you think about what that symbol looks like, you've got the black and the white, but the black has a little white in it, and the white part has a little dot of black in it.
Yeah.
So they're kind of telling us that nothing is all black and nothing's all white, that duality is just an illusion, and I know your listeners all know that. The world isn't really just black and white. It never has been. It's kind of shades of gray. The physicist, he might not get into all this, but in his lingo, he'd say particles are waves, and waves are particles. Anyone that's read quantum physics, they know that they went back and forth. Is light particles or is it waves? They find out, well, it can be both. So when you simply look at something, you can change it. So what we don't know what real is anymore. So we're basically entering a whole new vibratory state in the Piscean Age, and we're also going into fourth and fifth density, which is where things that used to be true are no longer true, and things that didn't used to be true can be true.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. How that goes.
Yes.
So I noticed that kind of got me thinking that we need to move into a whole new paradigm, and why not apply it to healing? So in holistic medicine, you're not taking things apart. You're learning how to put them together, how to put them back together. So there was nothing wrong with the Piscean Age. That was good. But now things that used to work won't anymore. And that's why I said that modern medicine is defunct, because it's based on an old model. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm just listening to you, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay, so if it's dead, it's like, why go back to that? But I noticed, and as you know, spiritually evolved people, I've noticed this, they get sick like everybody else. I know about everybody I know that's working on spirituality, they have issues too. And from my experience, they usually end up in mainstream medicine. They fall into that trap again. So it's like I told someone the other day that they need to step up to the plate. I said, look, you're always telling me how everything is energy, we're all made of energy, and Einstein said everything is energy, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll turn right around, and they seem to forget that. And then they're off doing something that, in part of mainstream again. So if we believe everything energy, I think we should act like it. And that's where quantum care comes in. I have developed systems and products that people can use to actually do that. And there is a need for certain medical procedures, but for the most part, I think if people had the knowledge and the training and the tools, I think more people would be able to use energy medicine for their health and for their family's health. So that's kind of how I got excited about doing this. And my biggest hurdle was, how do I make it simple enough that it doesn't take, like, months to learn, and also how to make it so it doesn't require thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
Right.
And you know, you've been interested in you've seen all kind of gizmos
and
gadgets.
Many years, yeah.
Yeah, and it's amazing stuff, but the average person, they can't afford that.
Right.
How could they? So I'm always thinking to myself, do we really need to spend $5,000 or $20,000 on something? Is there another way to do it, just as good or maybe better? So that's been the whole thrust of quantum care R&D. That's what the research and development is trying to do that. And then,
well, Doc, I just want to interject this. I've known you for 25 years, so I've been through a lot of technology with you and whatever, and I can honestly say that you were doing some advanced things long before it was even really allowed to be done here in the U.S. So you've kept me, even today, and if we get time, we'll tell a story, with your, I always called you the mad scientist. In past lives, you had to be a major doctor, inventor, mad scientist. So I just want the listeners to know that, you really are on to something amazing. Didn't something happen today for you, or do you want to say that now?
Yeah, that's good timing. The topic, well, there are several topics
okay.
I'd like to cover, but we just don't have time. I want that we have food restoration plates that can change the energy of food and make food that's not really good for you again. You can do it instantaneously. You just zap it, use a little electronic thing we have. We have a vortensor that amplifies and focuses intention. We have biotheric formulas, which are like similar to homeopathic sprays. We have balancing discs, biotheric balancing discs. We also offer wellness consults. This is people are like having difficult health challenges. We can work with them over the phone or over email. This is best suited for people who have either fallen through the cracks, and people that have done that, they know what that feels like, or just to get a second opinion, or if their doctor no longer knows what to do with them. And many patients, they know what that feels like. You can't really put your finger on it, but you can tell, you know, the doctor has a good heart. He wants to help. Most doctors have a good heart, want to help. But you can tell when they don't know what to do anymore. And those are the kinds of people that we can help. So that's the wellness consults. And then finally, we're working on online training for people who want to learn to do biotheric energy medicine and healing. We can actually teach that as well. But the thing I wanted to focus on tonight was the biotheric balancing discs. They're like the formulas, but they can be used to create your very own energy medicine pharmacy. And that's why we called the title of today's show, Creating Your Own Energy Medicine Pharmacy. And basically, there are different discs, there's over 100, that you can use and have in your medicine. You don't have to keep in the medicine cabinet, but you could. And the advantage is that the individual can create their own vibrational remedies over and over and over with these discs. So if they need something, or for their kid or their mother or a loved one or themselves, they can use that disc to make a remedy. And the carrier substance we use is water. That's kind of God's gift to mankind for using to put information in. It's an unbelievable information holding medium. So and when you think about it, it's so simple. Everybody's missed it. Most scientists, they've missed the power of water. And I won't go into that. That's another show. But if people want to Google the mysteries of water or latest discoveries of water, they can see tons of information where scientists are just saying, "Oh my God, we're learning stuff about water today we didn't know 10 years ago." So,
well, aren't we 83% water anyway? So make sense?
Yeah. So basically, can you imagine programming all that water with good information that's going to help the body heal? And you can do that by simply making your own medicines in water, but you can use the disc to do that. And the exciting thing that happened tonight, I mean, it literally happened while I was on hold before the show started. I had sent a biotheric disc for cranial work. What it does, it helps change the energy field around the head to allow the cranial bones to move back where they need to be. And I sent, and of course, the average person wouldn't necessarily know what to do with that, so I sent it to a gal up north who is an RN, and her full-time practice is cranial sacral work. And I said, take the disc, put it by their head, and let's, as an experiment, just take the placebo out of it. Don't even tell them it's there, but just do what you normally do and see if you notice something. She said she noticed something with adults, but with babies, it was unbelievable. She could do things 10 times faster with babies than she could without the disc. She then used the disc with two healers, medical intuitive and psychic healers. They came in. She worked on them and used the disc, didn't tell them. She said both of them got up and looked around the room and just said, "What did you do?" They couldn't believe it. They were shocked. Mm-hmm. And then she then showed them the disc. And she said, "I know you have to be on the show in 1 minute," she said, "but let me just before you hang up," she said, "people have to know about this technology. Please make sure they know about it." And I said, "I will." And by the way, if there's any cranial sacral people that would like to experiment with that disc, just have them email me, and they can listen to they can do it tonight or do it on archive. And if they like, I can also connect them up with my other researcher. up north, and they could email back and forth and share notes and that kind of thing. I asked her, and she gave permission. She said she'd love to do that. So,
oh, that's perfect. So that way that they can correspond with someone who's already using the disc.
Exactly.
In that respect.
And we have, of course, we have discs for the spine, the hips. You know, we can realign all kinds of things in the body with just the disc. But this was for cranial, and I wanted her to check it out. So that was a good thing. The biotheric disc, we have many of them. Some of the basic ones that a lot of people like are the adrenal balance, one for anxiety, for focus. We have one for joint discomfort, one for knee. There's one for hip, one for shoulder, one for candida. One's called global detox. It's a general detox, good for all kinds of people. TMJ, biotheric disc. A jet lag, biotheric disc. A flu, biotheric disc. Liver detox, gallbladder detox. Low back pain, discomfort, biotheric detox. And one, which is kind of the one of the latest kit that we put together. And by the way, we have two that are kind of new that are exciting. One's called Biotheric Mind. And with that disc, and basically, again, people would they take a glass of water, whatever, shot glass, and set it on top of the disc. And if they're using a shot glass, just wait 2 minutes, then they can go ahead and take that into the body, and that information will then, if it's the biotheric mind disc, it's going to work with environmental stressors, it's going to work with stress, it'll help remove inappropriate belief systems, negative emotions, it'll begin to break down negative limitations. So that's an example of the biotheric disc working more on a higher level. And if someone asks, you know, what level do they work in? They basically work on the etheric level. And that's why they're called biotheric discs. And that's why if you have questions, you can email at gary@biotheric.com. That's where that name came from, bio meaning life and etheric meaning that these balance energy outside the body. They don't do anything to the body. They don't treat the body. They don't cure the body. They don't balance the body. They have no relation to physical tissue. What they do is they work with the template or the physical etheric, and when that's balanced, the body then puts everything back where it needs to be. So that makes them a little unique. They're not really even a physical healing device, but people get, you know, healing from it, but the body did it. What is not necessarily the disc. So the biotheric mind disc is the kind of the latest new one, and the other latest new one that we're very excited about that I think you might have some results with is the thyroid kit, the one that balances the energy fields around the thyroid. What have you noticed?
Well, I'll tell you what. Before I go into that, let's take a little quick commercial break.
Okay.
And when we come back, I want you to talk more about the disc and how else, say if someone doesn't really have a belief system in that, how else can you create this system for them that mm-hmm. they can really relate to?
Okay.
So when we come back, let's go into some of the protocols from this, and I really am ready to tell my amazing story about the thyroid disc.
Okay.
I sent you three clients with that. So when we come back, let's go a little bit more into this whole protocol. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in a few with All About You.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Considered an authority in the language of light, Dorian Light not only speaks the language, but provides spiritual counseling, energy healing, psychic energetics, and intuitive insights to groups and individuals from all walks of life. Friend her on Facebook at facebook.com/Dorian Light. Definitely visit her informative website at www.dorianlight.com and sign up to receive information for all of Dorian Light's upcoming events, healing sessions, and products. That's dorianlight.com. experience the newly released second edition of Dorian Light's 68 Universal Activation Card Deck, a powerful tool for transforming your life. It's also available as an iPhone and Android app. Just released, Dorian's Sound of Light CD is a beautiful, high-vibrational composition of the language of light and the transformational music of life in balance. Also, look for her new book coming soon. Visit Dorian's informative website at www.dorianlight.com. That's dorianlight.com.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Dorian Light Show, all about you. To reach Dorian Light or today's guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also contact Dorian directly at dorian@dorianlight.com. Now, more of All About You.
Hey everyone, we're back, and I'm Dorian Light. We're currently talking with Dr. Gary Kersey about creating your own energy medicine pharmacy. And you can contact Dr. Kersey at gary@biotheric.com or call him at 407-350-9714. Now, we were just talking about these biotheric desks, Dr. Kersey.
Yes.
And we were talking about thyroid. So, I want to give my little statement about what you did for me with these discs and also how else we can have this protocol made for us if it isn't through a disc, and how do you use those discs to help you on a daily basis?
Okay.
So my experience has been that 10 years ago I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroid. I went the conventional route. What a disaster. Gained 20 pounds, lost all my hair almost. I decided to go natural again, and Dr. Kersey, he was off doing his inventive things, so I didn't really have his services at the time, and I went to another lady, and she balanced me, and I did very well for 10 years. Then all of a sudden, boom, my thyroid stopped again within the last couple months. I went to this lady with a bioscanner. She's wonderful, does absolutely amazing work, balanced me out. And she said, I think we're going to need some help. I think you need to go to an endocrine doctor. So she sent me to a new GYN that does women's endocrine. And the GYN says, well, let's put you on Armour Thyroid. I said, oh, I've been on that before. It doesn't feel right. And she says, well, let's just try it. So I did for a week, and I went haywire. Went back to my body scanner lady, and she said, oh, my goodness, we got to, you know, now they put you into hyperthyroidism. Let's do something different. And so in the meantime, I told her, I said, well, I went to Dr. Kersey, and he said he has these biotheric discs or remedies he can make, three of them that would detox the thyroid. And people are not talking about detoxing the thyroid, right, Doc?
That is true.
Nobody's talking about that. We talk about detoxing the colon, detoxing, you know, this and that and the other, but not the thyroid. I went, awesome. And then he made me a supplement for balancing it. In the meantime, on Friday, she balanced me to the T with these supplements. I went and got Dr. Kersey's, I think it was the next day, right, Doc?
It was, yep.
And I made these supplements from the disc. Started them on Sunday. By Monday, she gave me my last remedy that I needed. It blew me apart. It put me right back into major hyperthyroidism. And she called me up. She goes, oh, my gosh. When she tested me, she said, how did we blow you off the charts? What did you do? I said, the only thing I did different, like I told you, I went on Dr. Kersey's medicine. So she had to revamp everything she did. Got to a point where I said, forget it all. I stopped everything. And now, Doc, I've been testing, you know, through muscle testing. I've been either taking the detox remedies you gave me or the thyroid balance, and that's what my body likes. So
wow.
It's been a crazy, but a journey for me that can vouch to people that this stuff works. And I've got three of my clients that have contacted you already, and
yeah.
They are excited.
Well, the reason people may wonder why thyroid, I got excited about that because, first of all, it's not, the medical system can't do anything with it. They can't cure anything with it. They kind of manage it with hormones, and some people are happy with that. Other people, it makes them sick. And
me.
Yeah, there you go. And some people, it just doesn't work. I mean, it just doesn't work. And I don't need to go into details on thyroid. My goodness, I'll bet you there's 10 books out there. If you go to Amazon, type in thyroid. Oh my goodness, there's tons of books written by medical doctors out there on thyroid. And they all pretty much say the same thing. You can have a normal blood test, but a terrible thyroid. So blood test is not accurate many times, and the hormones don't seem to work. So it's like, oh, my God, that's what MDs do. They do the testing and blood tests and hormones. So they're kind of out of the picture. So that's why they're now saying, in fact, I just saw the other day on the Internet article, it said that we now have a thyroid epidemic. And
yes.
There's so many, yeah, there's millions of women that have problems with, and they can't agree on how many, but it's in the millions. They argue back and forth.
Well,
but it's
Doc, I've even met, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I met three men the other day that have it too.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we don't see it as much in men, but there are men out there that are having the problem. And don't you think a lot of this has to do with our environment and radiation and everything else that's happening?
Well, if you read all the different holistic sites, they all are saying the same thing. It's environment. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, what, in the 50 years ago, we didn't have all these problems, and now we
right.
do. So what's changed? Well, one thing that's changed is, of course, the toxicity of the environment. So that got me thinking, everybody talks about doing a detox for their liver. That's real common. You can, go online,
mm-hmm.
But thyroid, why, if your thyroid is toxic, it's never going to work right if you don't detoxify it. So,
right.
And again, to detoxify it, what you really need to do is clean out the etheric field for the thyroid. So, again, these remedies don't work on the thyroid again. They work on the etheric field. The body
mm-hmm.
takes care of the rest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, in your kit, we call it a kit. There's four different discs. There's one for heavy metal. There's one for radiation. There's one that's a balancer. And there's one for dental detox. Those are those three, four areas are the areas that can really mess up the thyroid. So if anybody wants to know, we don't have time to go into why we pick those, but they're certainly welcome to email. I can explain why those are so important, and there's reasons for every one of those. Fukushima is certainly part of it. So,
yeah, it's spewing out, yep.
So all those help cleanse, and of course, none of this has side effects, which is a nice thing. And another exciting thing is I've decided to make the disc, offer the disc to people at wholesale, just that are listening to the show, instead of retail. That's like a gigantic...
Fabulous, fabulous.
Yeah,
so how do they get that, Doc?
Yeah, the discs are very suitable to practitioners. But again, I want to keep them accessible to lay people too, and practitioners. You know, if they have a practice, they have an income of patients. But I mean, for a lay person, they may be the only person that needs the help, and they may not be able to afford all this stuff. So they're very reasonable. And basically, what you physically do is you need to use them to imprint water, so you can use a shot glass. And you basically take 1 ounce, and you can actually, we call it, you can zap the water for 2 minutes. Or if you want to be very clever, you could take a 16-ounce bottle of water and energize it for like 5 minutes. You can do a gallon for 10 minutes, I guess, if you wanted, you could do that. But a lot of people like to just make the bottles up. So you could actually take 4 bottles of water if you had a thyroid kit and just put a bottle on each disc. And then you wait 5 minutes. When you're done, boom, done. Then you put your disc back in your little energy medicine pharmacy that you're building up, because you can build up gradually and add to disc, and every now and then get a new disc. And what you would do is take 1 ounce of one of the bottles, pour it in your mouth, wait 30 seconds, then swallow it. Then you would wait 15 seconds and do the next bottle, 1 ounce into the mouth, wait 30 seconds, and swallow it. So basically, if you figure 30, that's 2 minutes, and 15 seconds in between, so it's like maybe 3 minutes. You're done with the whole thing, and you do that 3 times a day. And each time you do that, and again, if someone wants to know more about the science of it, how they actually work, they can email me at gary@biotheory.com. I can tell them. But basically, what you're doing is you're supplying information. This is information medicine. The body actually can read that disc like a template, mm-hmm. and that information is imprinted into the water. The water has memory, and the body that then goes into the body. That memory, the water memory in the water, imprints to the body, and then it's like holding a sign up and saying to the body, "Okay, you're doing this, but you really don't want to be doing this." The body can decide to do nothing. Okay, so in other words, if something makes the body do something, it's not energy medicine anymore. It's a drug.
Right.
So if someone takes the remedy, they say it didn't do anything. Is that possible? The answer is it's absolutely possible. The body may do nothing, but it could also do something. We've had one person had a knee issue that almost needed surgery. She was told she needed surgery. Her knee completely got well. It took her 60 days. But we've also had people have knee problems disappear in 2 days.
Right.
So everybody's different because it takes the body time to read the template each time and think about it. And it's like if somebody wants to build up their biceps, they can't go to the gym one or two times and then complain they don't have big muscles. It takes repetition. And that's how these work. They work with repetition. They supply information, medicine to the body. The body reads it, and then it begins to make a change in the etheric field, and then the physical follows. So it's basic. It's a pure energy medicine system.
And the cool thing about it too, Doc, is people can order these in a biotheric disc. What I liked about it was that I want to detox my thyroid every 3 months to 6 months with all the things that are happening, especially with Fukushima. All the reports we're getting out of Japan and Hawaii, kind of crazy. So I went, okay, but you can also make these up as remedies for the people if they really don't want the disc or believe in the disc or quite understand it. You can make them into what? I think you said sprays and tinctures, right?
Yeah. If anyone, there are a number of companies that make homeopathic remedies in spray bottles. They're really nice, and one company has a technology where there's no alcohol anymore. See, in the old days, they lowered them with alcohol.
Yeah.
They can now make them with just water, and I use that technology. So I have the water. You just take it and spray it under your tongue, and I use both. Sometimes I have this, but since I have the initial. Research equipment that I use to generate the information fields and imprint with them, I can do water without the disc, but I still do the water like anybody else. I have water bottles lined up, or I have spray bottles. Right now by my bed I have 5 bottles, spray bottles for different things. 2 of them are for one's called Inner Peace, and it's for emotional stuff, and then the others are for other issues with things that I come up and I want to clear it out, and I just clear it out.
And what I liked about it too is that I travel a lot, and I like the fact that I have the disc. I actually have some old of my homeopathic bottles I probably got from you over the years, and I made my disc up under those, but those are tough to carry via airline anymore. So my little disc can just travel with me anywhere. I can make a whole new set when I leave.
Exactly.
No matter where I am, so it's not a problem to travel with them.
And if we have listeners, which I know we do in other countries, some countries, you just can't ship things that have anything to do with, you know, remedies
right.
or homeopathics or
right.
they get fussy, see? But the disc, that's a totally different thing. So that's something to think about. And also cheaper to mail. If you're getting like the thyroid kit, if that was in bottles, that'd be heavy. So more postage, especially if they're international. But the discs are very lightweight. And I should mention the discs last forever unless the person exposed them to real strong magnetic fields, or if you put them in your microwave oven, switch it on, that's not good for them. So they can be erased, but they're okay at airports. They're fine. They can be mailed anywhere. So that's good.
Well, tell us about the body, too. Didn't you say that if you carry them on the body, you can burn them out really quick?
If you carry them in your pocket, you would have to have them recharged every 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So they, we are working on one that doesn't do that. But the reason we didn't do that first is because most people are, from what I do discuss with people, most people are comfortable taking a spray because they've been raised their whole life that medicine goes in the mouth, and they feel comfortable with that. The next group of people are the ones that say, no, I don't necessarily need that, but I love those discs because I can make my own. If I run out, I don't have to buy more.
Yeah,
so,
it's cheaper.
it's much cheaper. And if you have relatives that want to try it, they can bring their water bottles over and you can make it for them. So that's a neat thing. And, of course, it's a little far out that you can stick something in your pocket and have your health changed. The exciting thing, I think, is it makes no difference whether you use the disc with water
yeah.
or put it in your pocket. But for most people, that's a little far out. So we don't focus on that only. And I also wanted to mention another reason for the quantum care, why I think it's a good timing, is at this time in the world, at least in our country, there's not enough good healers.
Right.
It's very hard to find those. And somebody will tell me about some person that does amazing things, and I'll say, well, I'm not impressed. And they'll go, what? How come? I'll say, there's 300 million people in the United States. They're all sick. They all need the help of that person. How are they going to treat 300 million people? There's too many people, see? And the answer is teach people how to do it. People need to be empowered, and that's part of the shift from the Piscean to Aquarian age, is that instead of something goes wrong and you run out to find somebody, ask yourself, what can I do about this? What can I do? And then another thing, of course, is healthcare costs. It's getting more and more and more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the last one is doctors, as you know, they no longer treat the cause. They treat the symptom.
Yep,
and,
yep.
And, by the way, this is a very spiritual topic, if you think about it. I believe the symptoms is your spirit talking to you. That's
mm-hmm.
how it's getting your attention. And it the symptom is only a message. You're not supposed mm-hmm. to treat the doggone message.
Right.
MDs treat the message. And
yeah.
you're not supposed to do that. Basically, I tell patients if there's something knocking at the door, you better answer it the first time.
Right.
Because the next knock will be louder. And
it's just like they like. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just like one of my friends just had surgery, and she said, you know, they can cut this tumor out of me all they want, but unless I get to the root cause, it'll just come back. And it's true. And that's what we've been working with her, and it goes back to a big root cause of emotional past life, other things. And like I said, the doctors don't know what to do other than just cut many
exactly.
times.
Exactly.
And you can't cut out the root cause. You just can't.
No, it's working on the the five senses level,
yep.
the physical
yep.
level. And if disease and issues started on that level, you could. But
right.
the thing is, they never, ever. Nothing
never.
Starts from the physical. Why? Because the physical level is an illusion. It's not even real.
Mm-hmm.
How
right.
could something start in something that doesn't actually exist? So
mm-hmm.
we're dealing with just energy. That's the way to go.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. So real quick before we run out of time, how do people who are all over the world get testing if they don't really know what they want? You've got some of the most amazing testing. I have to tell people many, many years ago, Dr. Kersey tested me, And when he came back and he says, you have 5 astroblastoma cytomas in your brain. I went, well, what's that? He goes, little tumors. I said, oh, yeah, benign, right? He goes, no, they're cancers. I went, what? And he discovered them way before they could any other way. So I actually went and had them verified with an MRI. And the neurosurgeon came in and went, I have to tell you, now, this is a guy that I've been going to after my car accident for years. So he told me, and then he was just amazed that I wasn't freaked out because I already knew about it. Mm. And then I had 2 cancer tumor specialists that were coming to me for clients, and they confirmed about the astroblastoma cytomas. And we cured them, right, Doc? I mean, that was way back then, and they're completely gone. I got MRIs to prove it. And this was with some of the quick testing. Now, I've only got about 8 minutes left. This was some of the testing that you can do with people all over the world. They do not have to be with you.
No.
So can you tell them a little bit quickly in maybe like 3-4 minutes how you can do this to help them?
Well, some people that they have a lot of issues, and they ask, well, are the discs appropriate? Well, they are appropriate, but I don't know what ones they need. You know what I mean? They have to have some type of a scan to find out what it is they need. So basically what we do is it's nothing really new, but we use different types of instruments that we can actually tap into their energy field, and then we can look for different toxins, pesticides, whatever we want to look for, imbalances, emotional stuff, everything about that person's in that field. If there's something about where they're sleeping at night that's making them sick, that's in their field. If there's something about toxic building syndrome or something with some type of a stress they're going through, you know, mm-hmm. with a marriage or something, all that's in the field. And mm-hmm. that can be actually examined from a distance. And we have instruments that can do that. And what I do is I actually generate like a report, and it tells me what we need to focus on. And once you know that, then you can begin to work on the cause level, because you mm-hmm. now know where everything is coming from. But other than that, most people, they focus on their boo-boo. You know, when you go to the doctor, what's the first thing he says? He says, well, what's your problem today, you know? And this type of system I use is the only system I know where the person can just sit down and say nothing, and I can do a scan and tell them what's wrong, what's going on, and without them telling me anything. And if they tell me stuff, it makes it easier. I can figure out and zero in quicker. But let's say if for some reason they just didn't want to tell me anything, that could be done. You know, the energy, all the information is right there in the field. And that's how we figure out what people need to do. It might be a diet change. It could be something for stress. It could be, start doing yoga. They say, oh, well, I've been thinking about that. I'll say, well, that won't work. You can't just think about it. Got to do it. And then that motivates them to do it. It could be a detoxification thing, removing energy, you know, whatever. It could be all kinds. It might be, too, finding a practitioner in their area, saying, well, is there a practitioner in your area that does this? And they say, well, yes, there is, but I didn't think I need to go there. I go, you need to start thinking about that. You need to really see that person, because that's who you need to see mm-hmm. right now. And then they go see the person, and a month later they call me and say, oh, my God, thanks for telling me, you know. And the reason I knew that is because of what the scan showed.
Okay, so this is the great thing for people across the planet. So for some people, if they know, like me, it's like, okay, Doc, you help me with the thyroid. So if certain people know what's happening, like you've helped some of my friends with thyroid, you can just kind of help them that way. They don't really need a full scan at the moment, even though it's probably the best thing to do, but if they couldn't afford to do it, that they could do the disc, which are really reasonable.
Yeah, in your case, you know, if somebody says, you know, I've been to my doctor and they know there's something funny about my thyroid, they can't get it balanced out, and I'll say, well, maybe it's toxic, and they'll go, oh, my God, that I never heard that before. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, they can just get the disc. Or, you know, let's say a person flies a lot, they can get the jet lag disc and use that, you know, or if they you don't have to always, sometimes the person can just get what they know they need. Other people, they, you know, like I said, the people that feel like they fall into the cracks and they know something's wrong, but no one can find it, and they're a little worried, then we can figure out what's going on for them.
Yeah, they need some help with it.
And if they want, you know, anybody like that, they can certainly email me and ask how to do that and what's involved and that kind of thing. It can all be done through emails and stuff.
Perfect. All right, Doc, as usual, we're starting to run out of time, but this has just been amazing. And I have to tell my clients that, and my listeners and my clients, because a lot of my clients listen, I just want to thank you so much for being the guest on the show. I mean, honestly, you've helped me so much through the years that I just had to introduce you to my listening audience. Honestly, I think Dr. Kersey is one of the advanced doctors and practitioners on the planet that really truly understand energy medicine and the mechanics of all of it. And with his ability to examine and do the different testing, it's been amazing. And I want to thank you, Doc, because you've really helped me with my health over the years. So anyone that wants to know more about Dr. Kersey and his testing, please contact him at Gary@biotheric.com or call him at 407-350-9714. Thank you, Dr. Kersey, for being with us tonight.
You're welcome.
All righty. So just to remind everyone, wow, we're talking about energy medicine, so let's go into some more energy medicine about the free call at 9:15 right after the show. So if you don't have the number, go to my website at www.dorianlife.com, and you'll find a place to register and get your access code. Now, those numbers are the same every single week. We're building a huge global community now with over 120 people worldwide, so please join us. It's only, well, I'll try to say 30 minutes, but, you know, stay tuned. Who knows with me? And while you're on the website, if you go to DorianLight.com, check out my newly re-released CDs, The Wounded Child, Domitei, Crystal Pyramid of the Sun, and Sound of Light, powerful transformational tools that can help you on your journey. And I'll be announcing my latest projects on that site, so check the site periodically for updates. I also hope to get my newsletter started this year, which will help you be informed of all my latest projects. Now, one of my latest projects, I was going to announce the last 2 weeks, but honestly, guys, I'm at the mercy of the various sound guys that I've been using, and everybody is extremely busy right now, which is great. I mean, thank goodness for them, but it's putting a delay on my project. So hopefully next week I'll be able to tell you more about it. The universe instructed me to do this, and I believe it will help all of humanity. And the cool thing is I've been talking to Dr. Kersey about creating these discs that will go along with my project to help you shift, change, and heal your lives. So it's a very powerful thing. Stay tuned. I'm really excited about this joint venture with Dr. Kersey and using the disc to and his technology to help with the technology that I'm using with psychic energetics and the language of light. Let's take a breath. Everybody's talking really fast tonight. We had a lot of information to get in. But don't forget my Facebook page. I'm so bad. I just don't get time to go on Facebook with everything going on in my life. Facebook.com/Dorian Light. Please like my page. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your amazing prayers for my sister with her radiation treatments. Everything is going great. We're taking her 5 days a week for the next 5 weeks, so thank you so much. And also for your amazing contributions. Some of you have contributed to helping me continue my work, whether on the show or otherwise. So thank you. I bless you with all my heart for what you're doing to help me further my work. Ooh, take a breath. So until next week, my friends, remember to be in gratitude. Remember, the more you give gratitude, the more the universe gives you to be grateful for. Give yourself permission. Release self-judgment and judgment of all others. Stay in the question, what is the possibility? And call on trust. Call in grace and surrender. And first and foremost of all, love and respect yourself and all others as the magnificent sparks of divine having this human experience called life. Many, many blessings for this week. Much love and light, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Thank you for joining All About You with host Dorian Light. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. And remember, Dorian says, it's all about you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.